Good evening, Marion.
Good morning. Or good morning, excuse me. Good evening. I'm sorry.
It is morning here.
I'm sorry.
In fact, it's a 8:45 in the morning here in Florida, in the Kennedy Space Center. What have we got alongside us here?
Right now we're at Launch Complex 39, and that is the place where we launch the shuttles from. We are looking at Discovery on the pad and the rotating surface structure, which is an actual mechanism that protects the orbiter and allows us access to the orbiter while it's on the pad, allows us access to the cargo bay, is about ready to roll back and get ready for launch.
And how far from the vehicle are we standing at the moment?
About 1,000 to 1,200 yards. You're very, very close.
Gee, it looks a lot closer than that.
It's pretty spectacular.
And what's going to happen in the next, hour?
Well, you'll hear some clanging and some bells, and all of a sudden this structure, which is like a large gate, will slowly, slowly swing open, and it, all of a sudden you'll be able to see the orbiter. Right now we can just see the tip of the solid rocket boosters and the orange external tank, and when this gate opens, Discovery will be kind of revealed.
So, a bit like an unveiling.
It is. It's pretty spectacular when you see little peeking of the wing, and then all of a sudden the mid-body, and at the end the whole orbiter will be revealed and be ready for launch.
And what's the main purpose of this structure?
It is for protection, as well as it allows kind of a clean room environment. We are able to open the cargo bay doors, put in the cargo, and have a very, very safe, closed environment in which to do that. So it acts as both.
So any last-minute changes, it's going to be too late in an hour.
Absolutely. Cargo's ready to go. Discovery's ready to go.
Oh, good. Well, thanks for joining us on the Space Show.
Thank you.